For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'll just cut it in. Well, okay. Pause one sec. Well, come on and let me know. Oh, sorry.
Should I stay or should I go? Saving it for the recording.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Excuse me. Pardon me. Sorry.
Me scusi.
For our Italian listeners.
Yeah. Totally.
Are you going to allow him to do live reads? Is he going to take that away from me too?
You should tell him he's got to do all the live reads for our show.
That's funny.
If he does one live read, Chris, he'll have done more than you have on the show, though. So,
I mean,
record that too.
Organic and legitimate live reads. I mean, I've taken a few from you guys after you've botched it or handed it to me and given it to me. But just
he's gonna release the show and do a live read all in one, and
he's gonna hit the hat trick before I do.
Suddenly, he passed you on the leaderboard.
I don't even remember the third of the hat trick.
What's that, Ryan?
I could put a little scoreboard behind him on his graphic.
Yeah.
What is my hat trick again? What is the hat trick?
Well, it's a release the show, it's a live read, and then I don't know what the third one is.
And I keep forgetting the third one.
It's a fight, maybe. I don't know. Sorry.
I can't even remember.
Sorry.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry.
I'm really sorry. Sorry. Wednesday.
Tomorrow,
Dallas.
Are they going to win?
We need some wins. My God, six in
Why
a
are you
row.
Asking the tough questions?
Yeah, don't come out of the gate with the hard-hitting questions, Brett. Are they going to win a game? Don't do that to us.
Dude, I'm so tired of the losing, man. You know? Like, I'm not I get this way with all of my sports teams. But I'm not even mad. I'm just disappointed, you know?
That's the worst. Whenever you hear that, like, the Kraken should feel worse than
you never want to hear that.
You never want to hear that. That's the ultimate.
I get so excited. They're up in the game, you know? They're like, got a lead. I'm like, all right, here we go.
3-1 in the second.
They find a way to lose in the most painful ways possible. Like, if they just rolled over and lost 6-0, it'd be one thing. But yeah, they're up in games and looking good.
But I can't wait until they go on an incredible hot streak. And we get to talk about how we've been here the whole time.
We've been here the whole time, man.
We knew it was coming. I can't wait for that day. Because right now sucks, kind of.
Oh.
But it's not the players. You know, I mean, it is. Well, the players are playing the games. But it's like, I'm not, like, mad at them or anything. They're a new team. I get it. I just want it fast forwarded right now.
They've had some injuries. They've got a coach by the name of Littlefinger that with that little finger might not be pushing the buttons we want him to push here with this team.
We need to get him a bigger button screen, like with bigger, you know, buttons to press, right? Like phones where you can increase the size for old people and that kind of thing. If his fingers are missing the buttons, we just need to.
Well, no, I mean, that would make his fingers look even smaller, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh,
yeah.
So he needs really tiny, but then if he has tiny buttons, he misses them completely. I don't know, guys. This is a tough one.
Also, which finger is little out of all 10?
I was envisioning the pinky.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's
what he presses his buttons with, his pinky finger?
I don't know.
That's
interesting. Thought, you know, a little bit of Dr. Evil meets Game of Thrones Littlefinger. I don't know. That's what was in my head. I don't know about you guys.
Why was he Littlefinger in Game of Thrones, the original character? What did he have a little finger?
That's a great question.
I watched the whole thing and I don't remember.
I don't know that they ever, I feel like they just, he was always Littlefinger and they never took that time to, with some exposition, be like, let's break it down for you guys. All right. I'm the Kingslayer. Here's the reason why. I'm like, we needed to line them up and just go down the line.
Kingslayer like explains itself.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Littlefinger, like, was it like, did he get teased about, you know, something at summer camp or something? One time? Wait, producer Katie.
It's in reference to his short stature and his family's lands on the smallest of the peninsulas called the Fingers. So he's short and he lives on the Fingers.
His land was small.
Are you sure it's not because of
other small things?
You know.
His 11th finger was super small.
Well, wait, how many of these games are they going to win, or which ones are they going to win?
Why don't we look at the next four here? So we got Dallas, St. Louis, both away games. Mm-hmm. We're coming home, LA and Chicago. So we got four on the slate.
Allow me to interrupt what you're listening to. Speaking of what you're listening to, what are you listening to? It's Release the Show, man. What you're listening to is us just sitting around having a conversation before the big episode started this week. We started making predictions and talking about the team and figured we'd put it out here for you guys as a family meeting episode. But because of that, I need to break in for a second and let you know about our fabulous, fabulous sponsors. The first one, Simply Seattle, everybody. The greatest title sponsor on the planet Earth. Locally owned, family operated. They got stores all over Seattle where you can pick up some gear in person. The original store is still on First Avenue, right by the market. But really, where you can go is simplyseattle.com. Use our promo code RTS10. That's RTS10. You get 10% off of anything from Simply Seattle's website. Kraken gear, Seahawk gear, Mariners gear, Sonics gear. They're the world's largest Seattle Supersonics store. They got gear for the Huskies, the Cougars, the Sounders. They even have gear for the Seattle rugby team. They got everything at Simply Seattle. So go to simplyseattle.com. Use our promo code BELIEVE10. Get 10% off and let them know that we sent you. All right, back to the family meeting and the score predictions from your friends on Release the Show right now.
Two away, two home. What do we think? Are we going to win that one game or maybe more than one?
I'm in my own head from doing this week after week, because my initial inclination was just to cut it in the middle and go 2-2 and take no chances. But that's not fun. So I don't think it's going to be this incredible streak that Brett was talking about that he wanted to fast forward to. I'm going 1-3, unfortunately. I'm saying that. I'm trying to be realistic. You know, we've got some players that are out, obviously. So some key players. I'm going to go 1-3. I'm going to say the win is tomorrow in Dallas.
Ooh.
We are going to take down the Stars, but then I think we're going to lose the next three.
Brett, is this going to be the run? not a good sign. That's the sign that every Kraken fan makes when they look at the schedule right now.
The
sound you just made right there.
Dude, I mean, I want so badly to just go on like a long, we've got this, we don't suck rant, but I've got reverse psychology on the brain. I don't want to then also jinx them. Like, I honestly don't. I hate this right now. I don't want to make a prediction. All right. They go 3-1.
Poor guy. He went through it. Chris, I think he went through a lot there. I've never seen any of us struggle so much here.
I think he's so still badly to right be now. Positive, man. I just want so badly to be like, they're gonna be fine. They just keep losing in like bad ways, you know. Like, they keep losing winnable games. They keep, like you said, they're snatching defeat from the jaws of victory.
Yeah.
So it's hard to have, like, a lot of confidence right now, but I want to have confidence. I want to be positive because it's our first year, and I love the guys and all. blah, blah. I keep just staring at the jersey, man. I keep just opening my closet after games and like,
it's pretty.
They got to show us something, right? Like, I'm also feeling, I'm feeling 1-3 as well. Like, they get one out of these next four, but they haven't shown us a lot to think they're going to get more than that. So I'm going to say the win comes against LA at home, coming back home, home cooking, beat the Kings. But it's hard to right now. I agree. It's hard to pick more than that, really, with this, the way this team's playing. You know, at the end of this, it might beg that question, Brad, and I think we have a drop for it, said very well by Mr. Christopher Labrum.
Do we suck?
You said it definitively, and I the question's still out there.
I still don't know if that's my voice, but anyway, carry on.
It's always different when you hear your voice, Chris. I told you that.
It does kind of sound like me.
It does sound like you.
I just can't wait to hear Brett's sighs in April and see how, like, is he going to have enough breath? Is he going to have enough breath to sigh as long as he wants to sigh in April?
I'm going
to
stick by what I said before. If you're going to lose, just fight somebody or something, though. Like, something. I mean, just something that I can hold on to that I... Because I'm just like... I love tuning in. I get so hyped up, and then the puck drops, and then especially when we have a lead, I'm just enjoying the hell out of myself, and then I'm let down, and these games are too often. I'm not used to this sports all the time thing, you know? The Mariners have sucked forever. No one has watched the Mariners for a long time, especially on a daily basis. So the only sport I'm really used to up there is, like, Seahawk football, which is once a week, you know? So I just... Like, with the Seahawks, at least I only go to bed depressed once a week.
You got a week to recover.
Yeah.
That's right.
There's too many NHL hockey games. Like, we got to at least try to just be going 500 here or something. I mean, I know that's easier said than done, but it's just, I can't. Oh, man. Come on, Kraken!
This is like fan conditioning, Kevin. It's just like, yeah. get through a couple of seasons and, you know, work up your recovery time.
BetOnline.ag. BetOnline.ag, everybody. The only place to make online wagers. Use our promo code BLEAV, spelled our way, for a 50% welcome bonus when you sign up at BetOnline.ag. Whether you're using the mobile app or the old school website, which is, by the way, completely updated with a brand new fresh dashboard, easy to navigate. However you bet online, betonline.ag, promo code BLEAV. Now back to the family meeting.
Yeah. Remember when they won like 4 of 5, wasn't it? And we had to cut in and do a special episode. Like, we've got to talk about this right away. It was so exciting. What happened?
I mean, now we're at remember when they won a game.
Honestly, you guys.
That's where we're at right now.
What happened? What happened? They were handing out the hat to everybody. They were beating Carolina on the road.
Florida.
Honestly, I mean,
Washington.
You can't blame this on Turbo going down, because this losing kind of way started before that, you know?
Yeah.
What happened, man? I don't know.
Kevin, do you mind if I try to torture Brett really quick?
No, Chris, it's always encouraged on this show.
Oh, okay. Please. Okay, because you know, he didn't even want to make that prediction. He's struggling through here. But we kind of specified our one win. I want to know his Ooh. One loss.
Oh.
He doesn't have to tell me the three wins, because I'll figure it out when he tells me the one loss. But who's the one loss of these next four?
Is it Dallas? Is it St. Louis, L.A., or Chicago?
Wow. Yeah. I think we lose to Chicago for the second time. We've already played them once.
So we're winning
lost to them once.
That's a three-game win streak, if I see things correctly.
They got to be just as fed up as I am. They got to take it out on somebody.
Fair enough.
So I'm thinking, if you can win the Dallas game, which, you know, you guys, Kevin, you thought we were winning that one, right?
I did.
Chris had us winning Dallas.
So we win that one, then we feel good about ourselves. We win St. Louis in a shootout after overtime. It's close, you know what I mean? But then because of that, then we do take care of LA, and then right when we're feeling good, then we'll lose to Chicago.
I mean, Chris, we're never going to hear the end of it. You realize this if they do go 3-1. So reason to tune in next week, regardless of what happens over these next four games.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.